This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back to it. Dan and Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs Keller analyst. He joins right now on the Fan Morning Show. Dan, and a very good morning to you. How's everything?
Good morning. Everything's going all right. Looking forward to some playoff football. So yeah, this is a fun week.
Well, everybody out there saying it's gonna be like a bye, Dan, and
yeah, it feels like that. It feels like the Kansas City, a lot of people not giving the Steelers any chance. Let's get into that in just a second. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you to go back and jog your memory bank. Kansas City Chiefs were 2-3 after five games. The national media is like, are the Chiefs time? Is it past? Are they dead in the water already after five games? Where were you after five games and what you saw from that football team?
You know what? There was concern around the Chiefs Kingdom about this team because we knew we had the potential, but there were some obvious holes. I don't think we had established an identity on defense. Our offense, it looked like we were trying too hard. But I think people really jumped off the ship really quickly and harshly. I mean, you heard through the national media, Patrick Mahomes was broken, that the Chiefs were, teams figured out the Chiefs and all those different narratives. And there's a long football season, and we've seen that around here. There was a year earlier in Andy's tenure when we started at 1-5 and wind up winning 11 straight and winning a first-round wild card game against the Texans, which was the first playoff win since I played in the 90s. So we knew around here that it was a long season, and we knew that that was kind of harsh. We knew how good Patrick Mahomes was, how good this team is, and how great of a leader Andy Reid is. And so we just kind of wanted to see, that was kind of the storm. We weathered the storm, and then we got into a rhythm. Then people started to discount, okay, well, we beat the Giants. They weren't very good. And then we beat an Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. Well, that wasn't fair. And we stacked on wins after wins, eight straight wins. In the midst of that, we picked up Melvin Ingram via trade from you guys. And to me, that was kind of the spark that really helped this team find their rhythm and find their identity. And by no means do I believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers are a bye and that this is a walkthrough game. We know about the history of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know about that organization and Big Ben and Mike Tomlin and their successes. Heck, they've had more success here at Arrowhead than just about every other team besides the Colts in the NFL throughout history. So we know they're not going to come in scared. They're not going to come in shaken. They're not even going to be thinking about the loss after Christmas. It's going to be about this playoff win. I think the focus is about that.
Dan, and you mentioned the addition of Melvin Ingram. Before we get into that any deeper, they're also 8-2, the Chiefs are, since Chris Jones re-entered the lineup after missing a few weeks in the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
How much did that spark the defense into complete? I mean, they turned on a dime, this defense. The first few weeks were like, oh my God, what is going on here? Giving up an average of 30 or more points the first few games. And then all of a sudden, Jones comes back, Ingram gets added to the mix, and you rattle off opponent scores. They're all single digits or in the teens.
Yeah, I think there was an adjustment that the defense made. Chris Jones was bouncing back between defensive end and defensive tackle early in the season. You go back to the Ravens game on, I believe it was Sunday night or Monday night, where we got exposed and some of the misdirection and action that was happening in the backfield just looked like Chris Jones wasn't as comfortable at the defensive end position. But once he moved inside, and then we started to see him move back inside to his natural position at defensive tackle, and then getting Melvin Ingram to be that force on the outside, just bolstered this defense. And you guys have been around football, especially with the identity that the Pittsburgh Steelers have had for decades on defense. Sometimes success just breeds success. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter how good the other team is. As long as you're getting success, it's going to breed more success. And that's kind of what I saw with this defense, is they needed to be able to go out and have fun. They needed to be able to go out and make plays and take the ball away. I mean, when we were playing the Green Bay Packers, we were at minus 11. I believe that was the worst starting giveaway-takeaway ratio that we had all season. We gave the ball away once, so we got to minus 12 in that game. And then since then, we've turned it totally around where we are now plus 4 in the giveaway-takeaway margin. That was a factor due to Chris Jones moving inside, Melvin Ingram being outside, and then guys having success. And I think that was the key, is that we, in those first 5 games, 2-3, then the next 2 games we were 3-4, the embarrassing loss at Tennessee, we were just not a team with an identity, and that changed.
Oh, Dana, why should the Chiefs, after what happened 3 weeks ago, why should they take the Steelers seriously this Sunday?
Because they're the Steelers. They are the Steelers. They are the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have a history. They have had success at Arrowhead. They have Big Ben, who, although he's not the player he's been throughout his career, he is still a force. He is still a guy that knows how to win. I mean, heck, that was proven last week against the Ravens just to get to this point. So, you know, Andy Reid, you know, this is not, you know, Andy Reid has been around the block a lot of times, and he knows that just because you beat a team handily earlier in the season doesn't mean they're just going to come back and fold over. We've been down this road. If you go back to the Super Bowl run in 2019, we had losses against the Colts and against the Texans, and they came back in an embarrassing fashion, and then they came back in the playoffs and were up, and we came back and won those games. So things can happen on a drop of a dime. And also, when you guys came here the day after Christmas, T.J. Watt was hurt with his rib injury. He is now back fully. He is a force, and he can wreck things quickly from the defensive side. And so, but there's nobody here in the Chiefs Kingdom that is looking past the Pittsburgh Steelers. We recognize the matter at hand and the star power and, you know, the passion that you guys have as an organization. Nobody wants to go out or send Big Ben out on a bad note. So there's some extra incentive from you guys there as well.
Last thing before we let you go, do you think there's a certain quotient for guys who are especially rookies, right, or haven't played in a playoff game, that look down and see that AFC wildcard logo painted on the field or know that it's the playoffs and something buzzes in the air different? Do different people handle that different ways, and some people can buckle and some people can rise?
Yeah, I believe so. You can, as a rookie, I mean, your season was over, what, 5 weeks ago, technically, in the NFL? I mean, you have extended beyond what you've ever played the game of football as far as the amount of time in a season. So you can, there's that rookie wall that comes into play. But then also in the playoffs, it's win or go home. And I believe that not so much as rookies, but sometimes there are coaches that you reach a position where you're trying to win versus you're trying not to lose. And there's always, if you go back to every kind of playoff game, even some of the regular season games, you can look to a defined moment where a coach made a decision to win or to try not to lose. And that's the factor to me that becomes a major factor in the playoffs, is when you hit that wall, what are you going to try to do? And Andy Reid has done a great job, and so has Mike Tomlin. So that's going to make it interesting. But we got Trey Smith, Creed Humphrey, two really, really good offensive linemen that are rookies. This is their first time playing in the postseason, and they're playing against the vaulted Steelers defense. So everything is on the board. It's going to be interesting. It's Sunday night football at Arrowhead Stadium. It's going to be exciting, and hopefully all those guys will show up.
Dannon, we appreciate it. Great, great stuff from you. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the weekend for sure, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Absolutely. Dannon Hughes, one a great two-sport athlete. Was a minor league baseball player, played for the Chiefs as well. Really, really good guy, and you can listen to him on that Chiefs radio network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.